Cotton and beans going in the ground fast. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Everything is happening so fast and scary. I'm 45 and I've been farming all my life. I've never seen any spring go this fast.
Just like with the corn crop earlier this spring, Tennessee farmers are planting their cotton and soybeans at a record pace. Again, this is all stemming from that extremely mild winter in the early spring. Jim Mitchell farms in Hardeman County.
We're getting in faster than we've ever done it. The cotton, as a matter of fact, I got through the 6th day of May, and most time we're just getting started with cotton by that time, but I got through planting on that day, and our beans are earlier than we've ever had them, and corn, we got it planted early, and it looks really good.
Mitchell, like many farmers across the state, says that he's a good 3 or maybe even 4 weeks ahead of where he's usually at this time of year. According to the weekly crop progress report from the Department of Agriculture, well over half of the cotton crop has been planted and approaching the halfway point for soybeans. And with the recent rainfall, right now everything is looking good. Extension Director in Haywood County, Walter Battle.
Well, everything seems to be going fine. I did have a few producers who kind of waited for rain to come before they even want to plant some beans just to make sure, you know, they have moisture in the ground because we were just a little bit dry. But that rain the other day kind of helped us out quite a bit.
And while cotton and soybean planters are rolling, so are tobacco setters, and that first cutting of hay is in full swing across the state. Lots of farm equipment out on the roadways and a lot of long hours for our state's farmers this spring.
We're probably running about 3 weeks ahead of normal. They'll probably be a little conservative, but we're about 3 weeks ahead.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.